Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 23rd of June, 2020. We've got all the, well, you know what's coming. Apple had an event, so we got all the best Apple WWDC news coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Probably run a little longer today. Yes, it's time to get all the highlights from Apple's WWDC in quarantine. Most of the stuff we kind of got news of before, but now it's officially official. First on the agenda, yep, bye-bye Intel. Apple has now confirmed those long-standing reports that it's moving away from Intel processors and will be using their own chips in upcoming Macs. It's also about moving more things in the iPhone, iPad, Apple ecosystem too. They're also expecting most developers out there that do apps already will have no problem converting over to the Mac platform with the new chips. And also, don't be looking for Intel-based Macs disappearing from the shelves right now. It will be a process that will slowly see the decline of Intel-based Macs. Now, from that big news, we move on over to pretty much other big news. First time we're actually going to see a major change to how the iPhone looks. Yes, iOS 14 will be a major change. Not super major, but it definitely looks different. The home screen will slightly change. Instead of icon, 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 you get icon, icon, big icon, icon, icon. You're also going to have the ability to unlock and even start your car. Well, that is as long as you got a BMW 5 Series. Other things that are becoming inside iOS 14 for iPhone, a new translation app for live conversational translation. We're going to be getting some improvements to group messages too, which is much needed. And a nice little feature called App Clips, basically giving you a lighter, smaller version of an app when you really need it, say, straight from the lock screen. And you don't have to go through all the mumble-jumble of getting to it. Now, of course, iOS 14 for iPhone. We'll move on over to iPad OS 14 now. Getting a lot of the same features, of course, that's found on the iPhone. But a lot of nifty features that, of course, will be just for iPad OS. New toolbars and drag-and-drop functionality is coming across a number of Apple standard iPad apps. This includes Photos, Files, Notes, Calendar, and even Apple Music. FaceTime will also be a little spiffied up, too. And phone calls now appear as a lightweight banner, meaning they won't take up the entire freaking screen. You know, when somebody calls through, "Hey, look, why don't you answer your phone?" Now, you don't have to deal with that anymore. You can simply just tap it if you feel like taking the call and swipe it and say, "Yeah, I don't like you." Another thing that's nice to see is handwriting on the iPad. And according to Apple, it's just going to be as powerful as using text, meaning it will allow users to handwrite in any text field and it will be automatically converted to text. Which is kind of nice, you have to admit. Sometimes writing is a hell of a lot faster than typing. And it will actually be supported not only for English, but traditional and simplified Chinese. Other languages supposedly will be coming in the future, we just don't know when that will be. Alright, moving over to watchOS. Version 7 this time. And finally, Apple said, oh yeah, Fitbit's got kind of a nice feature. Maybe we should finally put that on this thing. Yeah, finally, we're going to get sleep tracking. And an upgrade to the fitness app. The major thing, though, sleep tracking. And nobody could figure out why it wasn't on the Apple Watch. Well, finally, it will be. Your Apple Watch, of course, will measure the quality of your sleep. And we'll do this through, say, like microphone movements. Another cool feature, the watch will actually dim and even shut off when you're asleep. And when you wake up, you're going to get all that lovely, juicy information of just how great your sleep was. And of course, since this is the quarantine / COVID-19 edition of WWDC, look for Apple adding automatic hand washing detection too. Yes, your Apple Watch will actually know just how well you scrubbed or didn't. All right, the last OS that we'll be tackling now, yes, tvOS. You know, and we were talking about features that we don't know why weren't there. Well, here's one they decided to go back all the way to the 90s for. Picture-in-picture. Nah, not revolutionary at all, but can be helpful, of course. And another major thing we're seeing for tvOS is integration with HomeKit, allowing actually direct control of HomeKit accessories through a new Control Center UI, which, has to be said, looks pretty much like the menu found on iOS or iPadOS. There's also some smaller updates for tvOS, better audio sharing with AirPod earbuds, and and even 4K video streaming from the Photos app on iOS devices. Oh, and not to leave this out too, the HomePod, yeah, remember that runs tvOS? It's actually getting a big update too. Third-party music services. Problem is, though, Apple didn't say what services those will be. All in all, though, that was pretty much the highlights of WWDC COVID-19 edition. Unfortunately for most consumers out there, yeah, we're gonna have to wait to the fall to really experience all of this. For the devs right now, go ahead and do a little dance. You got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, yep, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there. Support the news show over there, too. Yes, we do need your support to keep the news show on the air. So if you feel like supporting us, we would really appreciate it. Head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. And for as little as $5 a month, you can keep the news show on the air. Give us a like over there on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come join us at our BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.